Chapter 61. Bill was there. Anya was not. Nor was Edward Perry anywhere to be seen. Jesse shook Bill's hand and patted him on the shoulder. Has Anya been here?
I haven't seen her, Bill said. Why?
The older guy she was sitting with last time.
What about him?
Good thing I turned your offer of coffee down. When I was walking back to my Explorer, I found him on top of her, tearing her clothes off.
Holy shit! What did you do?
I broke his nose and took his driver's license. Bill laughed and shook his head.
I get breaking his nose. He's lucky you didn't do worse. But why'd you take his...
I told him I was sending his license to Vinnie Morris. Bill's eyes got wide at the mention of Morris's name. That was a common reaction among Bostonians. Jesse had known Morris for many years now, knew his reputation. But he sometimes forgot that Morris's reputation was well-deserved.
You know Morris? Bill asked,
a hesitant look on his face. I do.
You friends?
Not exactly. You ever have dealings with him when you played for the other team? Bill rolled up his left sleeve and showed Jesse a bulge on top of his forearm.
Broke it in two places so close together the bone wouldn't knit right.
What happened?
Deal went bad. I had a guy lined up to take some merchandise from one of Gino Fish's boys at a fair price. But the guy got cold feet before the exchange was made. I had to scramble to find a new buyer, and the new buyer knew he had me. He paid a dime on the dollar instead of a quarter. Morris took it out on me as an example.
Sorry.
Don't be. It helped wake me up. Besides, I was the lucky one, Bill said.
The original buyer ate through a feeding tube until the day he died. Hard to stay clean when you play in the mud. Bill laughed again.
Same could be said of a lot of the cops I've known.
Jesse nodded. Although he was usually on the right side of things, Jesse knew he had made a lot of compromises he never imagined himself making when he graduated from the academy. In the end, it was doing right that mattered, no matter what it took to do it.
I've been watching the news, Jesse. You got real trouble in paradise.
Uh-huh.
You think you're going to be able to keep a lid on things?
I don't know. A lot is riding on the findings of the investigation and what the prosecutors choose to do with them. Before Bill could say another word, Jesse's cell buzzed in his pocket. He breathed a sigh of relief when he saw it was from Connor Kavanaugh. This made two calls he owed Connor. But with all that was going on, and given that the meeting was about to start, Jesse let it go to voicemail.